Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. You know, all this talk about domestic terrorism by the left, and then we have a true domestic terrorist who attacks Waukesha, a parade, and conducts a massacre, and then the media doesn't want to talk about domestic terrorists, and they want to pretend, and even the police, bring it down. Don't let the information out. Don't let the information out that this guy was a huge Black Lives Matter supporter. Don't let that information out. Why not? Because maybe the media and what the left has been doing is trying and egging on this kind of stuff. They have been. They're the ones that egged on the riots for Black Lives Matter. They're the ones that, as fires are burning, are reporting saying it's peaceful, the mostly peaceful protest, as people are being assaulted and murdered and shot and police officers are dead, but it's mostly peaceful. And yeah, I mean, they're looting and smashing buildings and burning everything down. But it's peaceful. You know, Black Lives Matter, what it did in the past already should classify it as a terrorist organization. Why is anyone afraid to say that? I don't know, but you shouldn't be afraid to say that because that's the truth. The Black Lives Matter is a domestic terrorist organization. That's what they are. It doesn't indict all black people. I'm not saying black people are. I'm saying the organization, Black Lives Matter, is there as a terrorist organization. And they use terrorist tactics to intimidate to get what they want. That's what terrorists do. They commit violence to get what they want. That's what a terrorist does. This guy, whether he was doing it on behalf of his following of Black Lives Matter or not, I don't know. He could have been doing it all on his own as an evil man. But you shouldn't gloss over, well, you know, his social media shows he's a big Black Lives Matter person, or at least supporter of Black Lives Matter. We got to dig deeper in and find out more. I don't know. But they're already trying to act like he was running from the police when he wasn't. There was a domestic violence report that the police hadn't even received. They received it while he was running people over. So it wasn't that he was running from a crime, from the police or anything. What it sounds like, I don't know, because I hate talking about things I don't have all the facts on, though. That's when people get in trouble. But what it sounds like from, and you never get the full facts, let me say that, true. Different facts will come out. Sometimes they lie to you in what they give you first. They don't give you correct information, and then they make you say something that's not true. So according to them, he was leaving a domestic violence situation, or at least someone reported that he was. That just tells me he was in an angry mood. But because the police had not even arrived, and he probably wasn't even aware that the call had happened about domestic violence, because if he's already running through the parade with his vehicle at the time the police are receiving the domestic violence call, how could he have been aware that that was even happening at the time? So it wasn't, and he went through barricades. He wasn't in a police chase and went through. And even if he did, he still targeted people. And the police did admit that he did it on purpose. So why are they trying to whitewash it when they should be saying, well, this guy did a massacre? And that truly is the definition of a terrorist attack. It's just a person who isn't from a foreign country. He's someone from here who did a terrorist attack. He's trying to strike fear into the hearts of people, truly. Why? What is his motive for that? I don't know. But it doesn't matter what his motive is. His actions were a terrorist attack on America, on a parade. That's what his actions are. And the media doesn't want to say anything because, again, the media, if you put BLM on your chest, they want to protect you. Now, sometimes BLM people go even to the point where even the media can't protect you. And even the media can't really protect this guy. And they know that. But they would like to if they could. But there's no way they're going to find an angle to try to protect him. What they'll do is try to not say much about his connection with BLM. That's what they will do. They'll condemn him, but they will say that this is the time when they'll act like, well, he's just crazy or insane, or who knows as we go forward. But when more facts come out, we'll get to the truth. Newt Gingrich and Mark Levin are guys that tell it like it is. And I want you to hear about the situation we're in our country, because really the reason why this guy was out and able to massacre a parade and kids and old women and men too, I'm sure he as of now has killed 5 people, but there are several people in critical condition that might die. And I believe the count is up to 48 injured. So who knows? But it's frustrating to know that liberal policies are what let this guy out. Lefties who put him when he should have been in jail, gave him $1,000 bond. So he bail $1,000 so he can get out with ease, but they won't let out someone who protests at the Capitol because they're political enemies. But this guy, they'll let out in 2 seconds, just like they'll let illegal aliens come over, even if they're criminals, in 2 seconds, because the communist desire is actually to have this happen. And I know you think that's, some of you think that, no, you can't say it. Yes. If China is in control of a communist overthrow, they want chaos in America. They want the criminals released, and they want the chaos to happen to weaken America. That's what your enemies would want to do, to weaken America so that there can be a future attack on American soil. That's why. So what you're seeing are people who follow communism and follow orders from either George Soros, who is a former Nazi, yet he's a hero of the left. Isn't it funny? A person who is a self-proclaimed person who worked with the Nazis and does not regret it. He's on 60 Minutes, I believe, doing an interview saying he doesn't regret working with the Nazis when he was a kid. So he's a Nazi, and he's like the biggest influencer of the Democrat Party, George Soros, a Nazi. He's a Nazi. Oh, no, but he's a Jew. No, he's a traitor to the Jews. He was born in the Jewish race, but he doesn't practice Judaism. He's an atheist, just like the Nazis were. He worked with the Nazis. He's a Nazi. He's not a Jew. That's for sure. He even says he's an atheist and says he worked with the Nazis. So a Nazi is still the biggest influencer in the Democrat Party. Did you know that? That a Nazi influences the Democrat Party more than any other? They are controlled by a Nazi. So when they do things and I say they act like the Nazi Party, well, George Soros is a Nazi. So of course they act like a Nazi. And they do Nazi actions. And then Biden's owned by the communists in China. So when they do things that the Chinese communists do, well, of course, because Joe Biden is owned by the communists, duh, they're going to do that stuff. But I said I would get to Newt, and I will get to the great one, Mark Levin. First, Newt, take a listen.
Well, look, I think if you wanted to undermine and destroy America, you could hardly do more effectively than what George Soros and Joe Biden have done. You're showing us now examples that are very predictable. When you have a communist district attorney, which literally he is a communist, openly a communist, in San Francisco, who says he's not going to enforce the law, he's not going to punish criminals, what do you think's going to happen? You're sending a signal to every would-be thug in the city, go ahead and do what you want to. And on one occasion in the last few days, he had up to 80 people at a time looting a store. Now, if you're a normal citizen who just uses common sense, it won't take long for you to figure out if all your stores are looted, civilization is collapsing. At the same time, you have this tragedy in Washington, which actually resembles what happened in Nice, France, about a year and a half ago, where you have somebody in a truck who runs down, kills 5 people, wounds 40 people. And I'm sure we're going to presently hear all the explanations for why he did it. The truth is, that's a massacre. The person who did it should be treated as a terrorist who is willing to kill fellow citizens on that scale. So across the country, whether you're in New York, which also has had problems, or you're in Wisconsin or Chicago or San Francisco, you have a growing sense that America is just stupid, open, and easy to steal from, and easy to beat up. So the thugs come out of the woodwork. And until we're prepared to turn around and say, you know, you do stuff like this, you're not going to be in the street for a very long time. We're going to continue to have this problem.
Yeah, as crime escalates, the left's policies are let more criminals out. And remember, they even tried to use COVID-19 to let as many criminals out as possible. When the Black Lives Matter rioted and committed crimes, they tried to let as many people go as possible, and they had a revolving door. And guess what has happened in America since the Biden administration has taken over and has had these policies? Crime has skyrocketed. I mean, crime is skyrocketing faster, probably. I don't know. I don't have the exact statistics, but I would bet faster than any other time in the history of America, it is skyrocketing. It is ridiculous how much crime is being committed, and it's all because of the left, 100%. And they're defunding the police and allowing criminals to do this. And criminals aren't dumb. Many criminals, when the riots were going on, didn't care about Black Lives Matter. You see a lot of the white criminals that would come out. They don't care about Black Lives Matter. They just would put a BLM on so they could loot and steal and do criminal activity, knowing that the media will protect them. And then they'll say, well, no, these are wonderful people because they're standing up for Black people, even though they're white and they're criminals and they have criminal histories. They're not conning the Black Lives Matter movement. No, they wouldn't really pretend to support the Black Lives Matter movement so that they can steal things and get free stuff. That would never happen. A criminal could never even think of that. You know that? I mean, I'm crazy to think that there'd be a bunch of white people who are criminals that would march in Black Lives Matter marches solely so that they could riot later on and look like they're activists when they're really just doing it for the criminal activity. No criminal would ever think of that. I'm so stupid to think that there's criminals that could even think of doing that. There's no way. And criminals are too moral to exploit the Black Lives Matter movement. There's no way they would be that immoral to do that. No one would do that. No one in the right mind. I'm sorry. I should have never even mentioned it. I guess I was wrong. More from Newt.
I want to play a part of a shocking interview Axios ran with Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib on what she calls prison reform.
The BREATHE Act proposes emptying federal detention facilities within 10 years. To what extent have you wrestled with any potential downsides of releasing into society every single person who's currently in a federal prison?
Yeah, I think that everyone's like, oh my God, we're gonna just release everybody. That's not what the vaccine is. But did you see how many people are mentally ill that are in prison right now?
Newt, it's all becoming kind of like a little joke. We kind of have the casual little laugh. And I mean, this is just, again, bringing about the utter destruction of America, certainly safety in the streets.
Well, and remember, if you're not releasing prisoners from jail, you're letting in 1,400,000 illegal immigrants with no record of their COVID and no record of their criminal background. You have a whole system now where the Build Back America Better bill basically creates America as a sanctuary country, giving people all sorts of excuses to stay here no matter what crimes they commit. My personal view is if we took 20% of the people crossing the border, put them in Nantucket, and took everybody who's coming out of federal prison under Tlaib's model and put them in similar places around the country, so as long as you really part of the billionaire pro-Democrat class, you got to have next door neighbors of that caliber, you'd find these policies change in 48 hours.
Yeah, that's true. They would. But Newt, what you need to realize is they're so dumb as they bring America down. And they're doing it because Chinese money and Chinese politics and China is really messing and is in full control of the Democrat Party is really what's going on. And China is trying to, with money and bribes, and George Soros too. George Soros hates America, always has. He's a Nazi. He's upset that Hitler didn't win. Understand? So he's trying to fulfill what Hitler couldn't do. I'm not kidding. I believe that wholeheartedly. George Soros is one of the most evil men who ever lived on this planet. And he doesn't care. He doesn't care if I even say that. He'd probably say I am, because he doesn't believe in a God, so he doesn't think he's going to stand before God. So he doesn't believe there is such a thing as evil. He thinks you're a sucker if you don't take advantage of everybody. That's who George Soros is. So anyways, we have a situation where America is under attack by a communist party called the CCP, the Communist Party of China. And they are doing what any government would do to destabilize a country before it gets attacked and destroyed. Bring it down, create chaos within its own country, and once you think it's weak from all of that, boom, then you strike. Okay? So this isn't me just making things up. This has been done in the world, and America has done this, sadly, to other countries when we shouldn't be getting involved. I've always been someone who's been more of a, it should be all about America, and we shouldn't be getting involved with things around the world when we don't have to, unless it's true we have to because they're threatening us. And it's funny, some of the places that actually truly, truly, truly threaten us, we don't do anything to. And places that don't truly even threaten us, we go in and invade. Isn't that interesting? Like, Iraq wasn't threatening us. Saddam Hussein wasn't saying death to America, just so you know. But Iran was. And Iran has. But they don't go into Iran. They go into Iraq. So folks, they want to go into Syria. Okay? You hear these war hawks. Let's go into Syria. Is Syria wanting to attack America? No. Do you know who is? Iran. Iran wants to attack America. But I'm not saying that. I'm even saying that we go into Iran. But what has happened is, the people who say death to America, the left has said, let's give them nuclear weapons. See, we wouldn't have to even worry about Iran if it wasn't for the left. But Obama and Biden have already basically given Iran nuclear weapons. They have it. I know they have it already. Remember, it was 20 years ago they were saying they're 5 years away or they're 10 years away. That was 20 years ago when they were saying that. They have it. And if you don't think they do, trust me, Iran has a relationship with North Korea, and North Korea did quick testing of nuclear weapons and then pulled back. Boom, boom, boom. And all of a sudden it's like, okay, we're done. We don't need to develop any more nuclear weapons. Why? Because they were testing nuclear weapons for Iran, because Iran can't test them because Israel would strike. If Iran tested it within their perimeters, then everyone would know Iran has it. And it's not America that would do anything, but Israel would actually have done something about that. But if you have North Korea test it for Iran, voila, Iran has a test of their nuclear capabilities. So now they're just building up the stockpile. And then you have Russia with their hypersonic ballistic missiles that are nuclear that we can't defend ourselves against. And China has a new weapon that where they can attack from space with hypersonic missiles and attack multiple cities at once from space, and it will be undetected by us if they ever decide to do that. Just so you know, this all is capable, and it's the people who actually hate America the most that have this ability. You need to know that. Mark Levin was on Sean Hannity, and well, the great one is always great.
Part of the problem is, you asked earlier, the breakdown of law and order. The breakdown of law and order has been institutionalized by the Democrat Party and their media. It's been institutionalized by them, and the media is so racist now. We don't have a free press. We have a tyrannical press. All you have to do is spend a couple hours watching MSLSD or CNN, what I call the constipated news network, and you'll see it. It's very, very quick. They talk about white justice, systems set up for white people. That's Joy Reid and her limited brain capacity. Then there's another one in there, Tiffany, I think her name is. She's trying to outdo Joy Reid. But this is a company, MSNBC, that's owned by Comcast. I just want everybody to know that out there. They own NBC and Comcast. And AT&T, well, they own CNN. So these huge corporations, these corporatists, they think they're buying silence by siding with these Marxists, these kooks, these radicals. And in fact, what's happening is the media in this country, they're destroying this country. Rittenhouse case involved three white men, all felons. That's the commonality. One white teenager, Rittenhouse, a white judge, white prosecutors, and white defense counsel. And somehow it was racist. That's pretty sick. Waukesha, you have another felon. So the three people shot in the Rittenhouse case were all felons. The individual who mowed down innocent human beings the other night, he's another felon. Who is it that seeks the felon vote? Who is it that seeks to have felons as part of their base? Who is it, Bernie Sanders, who said that he thinks people still serving time should vote, whether they're on death row or the rapists or whatever? So this is part of the Democrat Party base. That's why their media jump out front and always defend the felons against earnest Americans. And the Democrat Party campaigned for that vote. And the Democrat Party and their surrogates in the media, they confuse vigilantism with Good Samaritanism. Kyle Rittenhouse was a Good Samaritan. He wasn't a vigilante. Everybody knows what a vigilante is. But here's what the racist media on MSNBC and CNN did not report. That is the slaughter that takes place in our cities. Largely black-on-black crime, largely young black men killing young black men. It never passes their lips.
It doesn't. And then he goes and lists a whole bunch of stuff that just happened over the weekend in Chicago, but I don't have time to play all of that. But here is the point, the overall point to all of this. This is all you have to know going forward. We're talking about the Great Awakening. This is all you have to know. The Democrat Party is evil. And if you vote for the Democrat Party, you're voting for evil. They are all about justifying evil and telling people that the sins that they commit, whatever the sinful nature is good. They create jealousy and try to pit groups against groups, race or economic, doesn't matter, to create jealousy. And they use jealousy and human desire and nature of being jealous of others to make you get into a sinful state to vote for them. And they promise to steal by gunpoint using the government money from other people and give it to you, because that's really what they're doing. It is not about taxing. When they say redistribute wealth, they're not talking about taxes for the greater good of society. They're talking about stealing and using the power of the government to redistribute, meaning I'm going to steal from that group and give to you, this group. Vote for me. Be jealous of that group. We will be organized crime, but they can't stop us because we're the government. You vote for the Democrat Party, you're voting for evil. Evil will kill babies and not care. You vote for the Democrat Party, you're voting to kill babies, and apparently you don't care. So don't be that person. Don't vote for evil. It is good versus evil. The Republicans are corrupt, and they have been corrupt, but not the entire party. Where you find good people, they reside in the Republican Party. It has its corruption. It has fake Democrats who, like evil does, they're wolves in sheep's clothing. They are evil and they are liars on the Democrat Party. So they will lie even and infiltrate the Republican Party and say, I'm a Republican, when they're not. This is why we're saying we don't even label ourselves as Republican. We label ourselves as conservative, because evil doesn't stop with just being one political party. It will infiltrate the other. The other way does not happen. You do not have Republicans infiltrating the Democrat Party. Why? Because they'd have to be liars to do that and be evil. So there is no such thing as a dino, a Democrat in name only. There are rhinos, Republicans in name only, where they're secretly Democrats. There are no secret Democrats or secret Republicans disguised as Democrats. There may be a moderate Democrat, but there is no such thing as a dino. They don't even have the term Democrat name only. They'd be a dino. Doesn't exist. It can't exist, because if you were a true conservative, you would have a moral standard, and your moral standard wouldn't allow you to pretend to want to murder babies and be for abortion. It's that simple. So yes, one party is evil. The other party is corrupted, but at least it has some good. And if we can fix the corruption within the Republican Party, instead of forming a new one, kick out and identify the fake conservatives and become a true conservative party, then you would have 100% good versus evil. Yes, the Republican Party isn't 100% good. I admit that. But there are good people in the Republican Party, and that's the facts. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. Go to thenewamerican.com, and if you're fired up and you want to take action, there's all sorts of ways to take action at jbs.org. jbs.org. See ya! Folks, for over 60 years, the John Birch Society has been standing for our constitutional rights. They want to limit and counter big government and its agenda. You need to go and check out the John Birch Society at jbs.org. Go check it out now.